Rabbi Zvi Lieberman.
In this week's parasha, we carry on with the avoid of Pinchas. Pinchas started his nekoma, his mesius nefesh, in the end of Bolok. Pinchas, in parasha Pinchas, we discuss how Hashem was happy with him. And this week's sedra, Pinchas carries on maschel b'mitzvah oim lo gemoy. So when they went to fight the Midianim, the pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu sent Pinchas along. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mishi Hizchel Ben Mitzvah Shahara Kozvi Basu. The one who started the mitzvah, Yigmo, he should carry on. The Gevalka Messias Nefesh of Pinchas. The reward of Pinchas for his Messias Nefesh to protect the Rabbeinu Shem's name. We had in last week said, Lechein Emor Hinni Noisen Loyes Brisi Sholim. He was given this tremendous brocha Brisi Sholim. Chazal say, how powerful was this brocha Brisi Sholim? He had this brocha of peace, which means a level of Shlemus, and as the Sipana said, he lived the Cholopochus 300 years. There's a machlokes whether Pinchas zu Elio or Pinchas is not Elio Novi. Even if Pinchas is not Elio Novi, we find his name mentioned later nach, he zicher lived 300 years. That's a court demand of Pinchas is not Elio. If Pinchas is Elio Novi, he's still alive, well into 3,000, over 3,500, almost 3,500 years. So that's a machlokes. It's actually machlokes goes back to Tanoim. Toises Bovabasa Kufchov Alavamat Beis says the Tana there in Perkesh Noichlim holds Pinchas is not Elionovi, but there's a Medrash, Pikta Rebeleza, various Gemaras, that Pinchas zu Elionovi. One Nafkamina, if Pinchas is Elio or not, the Nafkamina is if Elionovi is a Kohen or not. If Pinchas Elio, so it means Elio's got is the coin which Pinchas has made the coin. So nafkamina whether Elio and Novi is allowed to be metamel lemesim. The Gemara says above Abbas ibon Metzia kuf yud dalad omad base. Rabba Bavua met Elio Novi in the basic chorus in the Goyish basic chorus. Elio basic chorus shall over chachovim. Said after he asked him a kash on the sugi he was stuck with. Said Rabba Bavua to Elio Novi. Lav koyin humar, my tami ko besa kvoris. Are you not a koyin? What are you doing in the besa kvoris? As Rashi explains, ikem mandom Eliyahu Pinchas. This conversation fits in with the mandom Eliyahu Pinchas. So it's not just a matter of a mandom. Eliyahu Novi seemed to accept the criticism over here and he answered. So Eliyahu Novi agreed in the kuf yadal de besa bomitzir that he is a koyin. Said Elio Novi, your question may sound like a question, but it sounds like you haven't learned Mishnah's Taurus properly. Had you learned Mishnah's Taurus properly, you would know. The Rosh Menichoy says, or it's actually a Braisa, Rosh Menichoy says that Kivrei Goyim are not Mitame. So you don't seem to have learned Taurus properly. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, now that we know this answer of Elio Novi, so we've got a sort of Eliyahu has been Moida, he's a Kohen, but when it comes to Kvorim of Goyim, it's not a problem. Says Rebbeinu Bechaya, now we understand another story. We know in Nach, Eliyahu Novi did Chiyas HaMeisim to Ben HaTzorfis. He was Mechai Meisim, this dead child. Well, it's Tumas Meis, how was he allowed to go into the room when there was a dead child? Says Rebbeinu Bechaya, this child was a Goy. So, Kivri Akum and not Matame Boyel. So therefore, he was allowed to. So Kod Ben Bechai didn't actually touch the child. He leaned over the child, but didn't actually touch the child. So therefore, there's no problem of Tumas Oyel, because Kivri Goy are not Matame Boyel. Azoy Sheita Ben Bechai last week, etc. Toysus says, actually here in Bon Metzia, said that's not really the true answer. Toysa says at bottom C, even though Elyon Novi gave that answer, it's not the correct answer. Because we don't paskin like that, says Toysa. Says Toysa, we paskin that kivrei goyim armatama boyo. So therefore, Elyon Novi is a kohen. We're taking on this shit, Elyon kohen. Elyon Novi seemed to admit to that. So how could he find himself a basic voice? It's not because goyim are not mitame. Could we paskin kivrei goyim are mitame? Says Toises, the reason why I was allowed to base a kvoras, says Toises, because there's a rule in Taris that if you've got a paseach tefach between the mace and the cover above the mace, the tumor doesn't penetrate. If it's tumor, it's tzutzah. If the cover over the mace is directly over the mace, then the tumor penetrates through. And there's a problem of tumas oil. But if there's a poseach tefach, there's a space, a tefach, between the mace and the cover above the mace, so then the tumor doesn't go through. The tumor stops with the cover of the mace. Says Toises, roiv aroinois, yesh behem poseach tefach. So one takes on normally the way that are buried, roiv aroinois, allow a poseach tefach between the mace and the cover above. Therefore, there's no tumor over there. There's no tumor in the base of chorus. If one's buried with a space of a tefach above the mace, there is simply no tumor there at all. So therefore, says Toysa, that is the correct reason why Elior Hanovi went to the base of chorus, because the base of chorus has got no tumor deraisa. There may be a certain tumor derabona, but midraisa, there's no tumor in a base of chorus where people are buried with a roinus which got pesach tefach. Coming back to the Ben Atzorfis. So if we're assuming Elyon Novi is a Kohen, and Kivrei Goyim are Metami, so we got back to the Shaila, how could he do Tchias HaMesim to this Ben Atzorfis? So Toysa's actually, two Toysa later asked the question, and Toysa says an answer, which you see, we'll explain in a moment. Tez Toysa's, V'yesh Loima, Hoye Boru Loi Sheyechayehu, Lekach Hoye Mut Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Says Toysa, do you know why Elyon Novi was allowed to be Mechai the Ben Atzorfis? Pikuach nefesh. Now you're going to ask me straight, if it's a goy, what pikuach nefesh are talking about? Toysus learns it was a yid. There's a machlekes, who was this Ben Atzorfis? And who was this woman Ishal Mono? And who was this Ben Atzorfis? Rabbeinu Bechai assumes it was a goy. And the hetter was kivrei goy, not mitami. Toysus says, no, it's no hetter kivrei goy. The answer is it was a yid. And do you know who it was? Says the Pig of Lezer, this woman was the mother of Yoina Ben Amitai, the Novi Yoina. And this child, well, your Novi did his amazing, was the Novi Yoina. That was the Yoina of later on, as we know from Yoina, Mafti Yoina, we know the Yoina in the Treyasa. The Novi, that was the child who El Yonom Nechaya. Says Toises, was Heter Pikuach Nefesh. It's an interesting Heter Pikuach Nefesh. We normally know Pikuach Nefesh preventing people from dying. But to do Tchiz Amazim, I suppose we're not well practiced in Tchiz Amazim. But Tchiz Amazim, El Yonovi knew he had the correct power of Tchiz Amazim. That's also Pikuach Nefesh. Bringing a mace back to life. So Toysus is also head to Bekuach Nefesh. See, he was a Kohen. He was Metam himself. Oh, but for Bekuach Nefesh, says Toysus, that was allowed. So therefore, that's why Elyon Novi could do that. The Trumas Adeshen has gone to Santa Shaila. Elyon Novi, as we know, Elyon Novi didn't really die. We know from Psuki Menach, Elyon Novi went straight up to Shemayim. And Befrat, you know, Pinchas Elio that fits in this was the Pinchas never ever dying. He turned to Elyon Novi, who never died. He just went up to Shemayim. So the Trumas Adeshen asked him to Santa Shaila, what was the halacha of the wife of Elyon Novi? Was she allowed to marry after he went from this world? He went straight up to Ganadi, went straight up to Shemayim. Was she allowed to marry? We know the Mishnah beginning of Kedushin, that a woman is koina atzmo, either beget of a Mises Abal. But the Mishnah doesn't discuss, or ba'aliyah lo Shemayim. See, this is a new form of stopping the connection. So is she muta? And that's what Sudesha says. I'm not just asking a Shaila about historical Shaila, what was. First of all, says the Sudesha, can happen again. Elyon Novi wasn't the only one who went straight to Gan Eden. Rabbi Shmuel Levi also did that. And carries on the Trumas Adeshen. Nafkamina im ye'era kein adoyers. It can happen to anybody. Anybody who can be Mekadosh himself, can, become to the right madriga, can be zoicha that he can walk straight in Gan Eden. So there, if he can walk straight in Gan Eden, we need to know what's the halacha. Is the isha muta? Is she not muta? Says the Chum Zadeshin. Mitzad Echot, Elyon Novi seems to be that he came back to this world and he seemed to have a din of an Odom. Over here we see the Gemaras, but really he doesn't really belong here anymore. He sort of moved away. So what's the din? So the Chum Zadeshin comes with a Chiddush, a new drosha, the Issa of a woman to marry only she's an Ashes Ish. But Ashes Malach is not included. So there, a new heter, Ashes Malach is Muteres. She's allowed to, so an Ish who turns into a Malach, the woman becomes Muter to marry. It's not included in the parasha of Ashes Ish. So Chiddush and Chum Zadeshin, because... Right. But since you're asking what's the din by then, so there wasn't. But no, so that's already that's a more complicated child. There they died. Oh, there was a new chesamaisim. So may this take a new start. So that won't have to do the Trumpet should talk about when you don't die, you just turn into malach. This is a new shai which you're talking about. Just taken what's the din? Somebody who taken dies and has chesamaisim. What's the din with his wife in that case? And that's a separate shayla. But here we're talking about somebody who doesn't die, turns into a malach. That's a head of the Trumpet Zedesh, and the Ashes malach becomes muta. Pun. Wasn't a chai, turned into malach. He didn't die. Oh, very good. I'll come to that soon. Yeah, but the Gemara is in the Kohen. Yeah, it's correct. You ask him if he's a malach. L'choy malach and gedish shaks mitzvah. It's a good question, and we'll come to that soon. The Gemara in Erevin, Dav Mem Gimel, the Gemara in Erevin discusses, can Mashiach come on Shabbos? So the Gemara discusses, and Ashayla, yesh t'chum l'mal ma'asoro, or ain't t'chum l'mal ma'asoro. You mustn't go chutz t'chum on Shabbos. If a chutz t'chum normally means going on the ground outside t'chum. If a person doesn't travel on the ground, a person travels above the ground, is there is a t'chumin? And the Gemara get interesting ways, how does a person travel above the ground? We've spoken about it before. To travel above the ground, the Gemara says either he walks on the post, which is raised above the ground, or says the Gemara, if he utters one of the Shemus Adoshim, and he can walk on a raised level, so it seems to be it exists, it's brought down in the Moshe Panox, some people maybe know it, some people don't, that there's a way of walking above 10 Tfokim above the ground, is there an Issa Tchumin or not? Flies, same idea, that's exactly the same thing, above, walking above the ground, it's the same as flying, 100%. So the Gemara is worried, if Yeshchu L'mal Miyut, so then, Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. The Gemara Taka proves, the Gemara discusses, and the Kanama, Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. And the Gemara talks about Elyon Novi traveling on Shabbos. Elyon Novi used to give shurim in one place above and another place above. It was a long distance. How did he manage to do it? So the Gemara discusses the Shaila, whether, pun? Come on, bear me a moment. Right, so says the Gemara that there is a, if you hold Yeshchum Lamalama Soro, Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos. Elyon Novi cannot travel from place to place on Shabbos. He can't. And that's Taka, why we know the Ramah says, why do we sing Elyon Novi? We've got a lot of zemiras about Elyon Novi and Motzei Shabbos, because Elyon Novi doesn't come on Shabbos. The Gemara says Elyon Novi doesn't even come on Erev Shabbos. Not that we shouldn't disturb our preparations for Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. Oh, Boksha, we're back to talking about Elyon Novi. So then Elyon Novi can come from Motzei Shabbos onward back and at any time. So I call upon him. So the Gemara says quite clearly that Elyon Novi is mechuy b'mitzvahs. Elyon Novi has to keep the rules. And if yesh t'chum l'mal ma'asoro, so then the din is that he can't travel from one place to another place of Shabbos, not him and not Mashiach. Freitach Sam Sefer in Shuvas. If that's so, so Elyon Novi can't travel on Shabbos, so what about a bris? That every bris, we invite Elyon Novi. And every bris, we put a kisiv Elyon Novi. And it's brought down that the moel is supposed to clearly invite Elyon Novi. He can't come, what we're inviting him for. He can't come on Shabbos at all. Yes, he can't travel so far. And therefore, how do you, from bris to bris, we have bris here, bris there, everywhere. How does that work? If Elyon Novi can't come on Shabbos, so what's the idea of inviting him and making kiss Elio for a bris on Shabbos? Says the Chassam Sofer, Moedi Gazah. Says the Chassam Sofer, Elyon Novi's got double identity. Says the Chassam Sofer, Elyon Novi, when he I can't say the words, Nifta, when he moved away from this world, says the Chazam Sofer, his goof went straight into Gan Eden, and says the Chazam Sofer, you think Gan Eden's only Shemayim? There's Gan Eden HaTachton, in this world. Where do you think Adam HaRishon lived before he was thrown out? There is a Gan Eden. I don't know where it is. And obviously the Bereshit doesn't want us to know where it is. There is a Gan Eden HaTachton. Elion of his goof went into Gan Eden HaTachton, says the Chazam Sofer, but his neshama went up to the Malachim. Says the Chazam Sofer, Elyon Novi can appear with his goof, because his goof never died, as if to say, his goof is in Gan Eden there, and he can appear with his neshama like a malach. Says the Chazam Sofer, when Elyon Novi is going to come and tell us about the Gula, he's going to come in the form of the goof of Elyon Novi. He's going to come with himself, and he's considered like a person in this world. And whenever he comes with his goof, says the Chazam Sofer, he's part of Klal Yisrael. He's one of Klal Yisrael. When he appears with his neshama, then it's just beged a malach, and therefore the malach is not included in mitzvahs. A malach's got no chiv to keep all the mitzvahs. Then it's a different sort of appearance totally. So therefore, says the Chazam Sofer, when he comes at a bris, he doesn't come with his goof. He comes as a form of a malach. And therefore, I don't think any of us have met him personally at a bris coming. He comes in the form of a malach. So he comes in the form of a malach. There's no problem of tchumin. And there's no problem of any other mitzvahs or chiyuvim which he needs to do. A malach is not included in the mitzvahs. So therefore, there's no problem. Therefore, there's no problem of him coming. When he comes in the form of a goof, that means he retains his old identity and he's mechuyv all the mitzvahs that he was. He never died. His goof never really separated itself from this world totally. So he comes back in the form of his goof. Therefore, he's considered one, a person in this world. That's the Gemara in Bar Metzias, says the Chazam Sofer, that he's a Kohen and he mustn't be Metamas of Beis HaKvaros. That's the Gemara in Erevin. When he appears and he gives Urim and he's learned with the Chachomim, he came in his goof. He's got Yesh Techumim, so therefore he must keep to all the Techumim. That's the identity of Elyon Novi as the form of a person. And carries on the Chazam Sofer. There's a Nafka Mina. We know Torah Laba Shemaim Hi. We know Emashkichim Ebaskoil. And we've got Shailas, we can't decide according to Shemaim. It can only be decided by Chach Mehoret. It can only be decided by our Chachom and our Gedoyim, all Shailas in Torah. Says the Chazam Sofer, Elyon Novi wants to pass Shailas for us. Elyon Novi wants to teach Torah to us, that he can only do when he comes in the form of a person. Then he can paskin shayla, he can be machriya shaylas, and he can make decisions, and he can paskin for us. When Elyon Novi comes in the form of a malach, he can learn with us. Gesundheit, many people learn with malachim, the Beis Yosef learn with a malach, he can learn with us, but we can't accept his verdict, his psak halacha. Toya laba shamayimi, emashkichim abaskoil. A malach has got no power of teaching us. Says the Chazam Sofer, when we talk about Elyon Novi being machriya shaylas, when Elyon Novi paskin shaylas for us, that's only when he has a form of a person. When he comes in form of a person, says the Chazam Sofer, he's migdoyle Yisrael, he's got smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu or Achia Shaloini, who was his Rebbe, so then we can learn the Torah from him. But when he comes in the form of a malach, then we've got the rule Torah la bashamayim he, and therefore he can't be machriya shaylas with nevuah, can't be machriya shaylas with powers of shemayim. The Rebbein Shem wants all shaylas to be decided with koyach oret and not with koyach hashemayim. So therefore, it makes the Truma Sedeshah more complicated. So comes Elyon Novi, really, as far as his goof, he never totally removed himself from the world. He never lost his identity as a person, Elyon Novi. So the person, Elyon Novi, when he appears in the goof, according to some sefer, he belongs to the world. So therefore, to be mate his Ashes Elio as Ashes Malach, well, he's got different identities. He is an Ashes Malach, but he's also, she's also Ashes Elio Hanovi, who comes as a form of a person. So therefore, it's not so partial to understand this Truma Sedeshah's heter once you understand the Chazam Sofer. Yeah, he can't come on Shabbos and give us the take it correct.
The take how do you say is Yimei Moshiach? So therefore it's two things.
That's right. When they come, but the truth, he does some takers in this world as well. The Gemara talks about, but the main taker we hope when they come as a permanent resident by us will be when Mashiach comes. Then it seems he'll remain permanently by us.
Not
to Shabbos. He won't come on Shabbos. Yeah. The problem with Shirov was Medaik, as we talk about the Teku, the some side brings down is Teku, as we know, is the abbreviation, the remez of the word Teku is Tishbi Yataretz Kushos Eboyes. So his title is called Tishbi. We sometimes find in the Gemara Munach Achiyove Elio. Why do we give Elio Novi a title of Tishbi and a title of Elio? Tishbi was the place he came from. He came from Toshov. That's where the place he came from. Elio, that's the name we know him as, Elio Anovi. So why do we change the title? Set upon Shemurdik. When it comes to Tishbi Yetarez Kushes Veboyes, when it comes to answer all our shailas, and it comes to Paskin all our difficult questions, we can't use Elio Novi as the form of a malach. We have to look at him as the Elio who came from Toshav, he's a Tishbi, when he'll come to us in the form of a person and have a din of the Gedoyli Yisrael, then in that form he can Paskin our shailas. That comes to passing shailas, we need hachro ledina. Says the Mishnah Melech, when it comes to a clarifying a metzias, just verifying a fact, I've got a shaila, is a child belongs to this person or to that person, I've got a sophic, a field belongs to this person, that person, well, it's not a shaila bachro, it's a matter of verifying facts. Verifying facts, says the Mishnah Melech, even a basko from Shemai can also verify facts. You can't pass a shaila through a basko, but you are allowed to verify facts. Porsche Metzias, that you're allowed to do even through Shemaim. Or Ibarzoi said upon Shirov, all the Shailas in the Gemaras is Tishbi Yataz Kushabais. Only becomes the form of a person. But it's a Shaila of a Mola Shlishi, Munach, one of the examples is place two people deposit money by a third person. I just don't know, one gave one mono, one gave two mono. And they're both arguing. I just need to verify the fact. Who gave the two? Who gave the one? Munach. Achiyova Elio. The power of Elio Novi. We don't need necessarily the power of Tishbi. The power of Elio Hanovi. Even not as the person, as a malach, as a baskom shamayim, as toya shamayim. That's good enough. When it comes to verifying facts, we're allowed to rely even on koichos from shamayim. And with that, we know the Gemara in Yuma says, in Ayin Hei, the Gemara says, Mom Kizragat, who? That's the Losh of the Pasuk. Says the Gemara in Yuma, that what's the Losh of Gad? Losh of Hagoda. The Mom used to tell us things which we were arguing about. And the Gemara says, if there was a Machloikas, a certain Evet, who he belonged to? Did the Evet belong to Reuven or belong to Shimon? So when they saw where the portion of the mon arrived, it had arrived at person number one, the extra portion. We knew this ever belonged to number one. If it belonged, if it arrived at the next to house number two, then we knew it belonged. The ever belonged to person number two. Freight the kappas tomorrow. I don't understand. You're mefarash shailas with mofsim. What's his idea? Mevarash shailas with nisim. We not can't be mevarash shailas with miracles. The mon was a miracle from Shemaim. Toya la'ba Shemaimi. So if Toya la'ba Shemaimi, how can you verify? Says the puncher of them. This is clarifying Matthias. The Mishnah Melech says clarifying facts. We can rely on nisim Shemaim. We can rely on moivsim. We can rely on basko when it comes to clarifying facts. So the mon is absolutely fine. So therefore the mon can do that as well. So these are the two part of Elio Novi. He's got the power of Malach and the power of Guf. And there is decision from Shemaim which form he appears at what time. But Taka, the Machriya Zayin, or the Shailas, that's only when he appears Betoiras Chach Behoretz, a Tishbi Yitaz Kushabayas, but not when he appears Elio Novi. We find in Chazal, Elio Novi's got various roles, which we hope to be Zeicha Bekorev to, various roles. What is Elio Novi going to come for? Number one, we all know, the Gemara says in Erevin, he's going to come and tell us Mashiach's on the way. As I say, the Gemara says Elio Novi is going to announce the arrival of Mashiach, and we learn from the Pasuk, Hini Enoichi Shaleach, the famous Elio Novi, Lifnei Boi Yoim Hashem Kol Vanoira. So Elio Novi is going to come before Mashiach to announce the arrival. That's a Gemara Eved. There's a mission in Adios which says Elio Novi is going to bring peace to the world. That's Elio Novi's important role. He's going to bring peace to the world, solve all the conflicts, and bring peace to the world. And there's a third role, which we discuss. He's going to be Mavara. All the Shailas and Torah are going to clarify all our Sfeikas in learning, and therefore going to give us this gewaltige clarity which we're missing. Says Agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. The posig in Yeshaya, Saftoy Pasha Shoiftim, is quite a familiar posig. Manovu alehorim rag de bavasa, how beautiful will be the feet of the grace of Mavasa in Yom Zyadakam. And the posig carries on, Mashmia Sholoim, Mavasa Toiv, Mashmia Yeshua. Says Rav Chaim, Agon Rav Chaim Shlita, what are these three expressions? These are the three roles which Elyon Novi is going to fulfill when he comes. Number one, Mashmia Sholoim. Can make peace in the world. That's role number one. Solve all the conflicts, make peace. Number two, Mevase Toiv. He says, Ein Toiv Ela Toira. He's going to tell us all the things we're challenging for, all the way for all our Sfeikas, all the things we need clarification for. He's going to be Mevase and help us with all the Sfeikas and all the Shayas we've got in the form of Toya. Thirdly, and Mashmia Yeshua. He's going to bring us and let us know the Yeshua's on the way. These are the three things Elyon is going to do. And as the pasuk carries on, Oymel Tzir Molech HaLakoyer, the tachlis is why we're so chalishing for Bias HaMashiach. Why do we want it? Even though in a way we'll have less Omel HaToyah, less Yitzahara, but the Rabbein Hashem's name is going to be great. Oymel Tzir Molech HaLakoyer. So that is the remez in the pasuk of these three roles. The Chassam Sofer actually adds another point. He says, we've always got a little bit of a problem. You know, we're waiting now for Mashiach now. We've got this Yud Gimel Ikrim Machakel B'chol HaShiyovoi. We not only know that he's going to come, we'll wait for him. But as far as I know, I may be wrong, I don't recall Elyon Novi coming yesterday to announce that Mashiach's coming. So I'm waiting for Mashiach today, but didn't have the announcement of Elyon Novi before today. So how is it going to work? Can Mashiach come today without the announcement of Elyon Novi yesterday? If he can't, so well, am I really waiting for him? I know he can't come, but I've got a mitzvah to wait for him today that he's going to come today. So there are various answers to this Shaila. The Chassam Sofer says, the Maskolas of Gemara, it's not clear that we have to have Elyon Novi before Mashiach comes. Avada the Gemara says it in the beginning of the Sugan Avin. The Maskolas, it doesn't necessarily, it's not Muchach Elyon Novi has to come before Mashiach. Pardon? Yeah. The Ashilosh Rashi is a day. You're right. It could be half an hour. But again, so you say that, but this moment now, can he come now? Or you say, oh, in the half time, we don't restrict our Chakaloi at all in any way. Number two, says the Briskrov said it quite clearly, and others say it as well. The Posse says, Ani Hashem be'ito achisheno. There are two times and two calculations when Mashiach comes. Something comes in the time and something comes earlier. So we don't know exactly what the rules are, but said the Briskerov, if it's Be'ito, there are various Chazal. If it's Achishenot, there's no rules. Some devotion brings it before the time as well. So therefore, we don't have to worry how it fits in. The Rambam actually says clearly, the Rambam says, there is a Chazal which says Elyon Novi is going to come before Mashiach, but the Rambam adds, but we don't really know exactly how it's all going to develop because the Chazal didn't reveal it to us, and we don't need to know. We just need to. Our job is we are mechakeloi bechol yom sheyavoi, and therefore we are waiting for him, and therefore we would want him to come right now. So therefore we don't have to worry. So there is the mashmois that Elyon Novi is going to come and announce arrival first, but it doesn't in any way detract our waiting for him. Even if we haven't seen Elyon Novi yet, but we still are waiting for him, and we still hope he'll come, and therefore, let's hope we'll be zoicha that Mashiach will take a come bimheiro, not be made today, Mr. Shem. Amen.